Hello, brothers and sisters. I'm Sister Ann Shields, and welcome once more to Food for the Journey. Today, we celebrate the great feast of John the Baptist. And in a commentary that Magnificat magazine produced, it said this: why does the church celebrate the birth of John the Baptist? Because, quote, as the Catechism tells us, John surpasses all the prophets, of whom he is the last. He goes before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah. John the Baptist is the Lord's immediate precursor or forerunner sent to prepare his way, who inaugurates the gospel from his mother's womb. John the Baptist proclaims the imminence of the consolation of Israel. He is the voice of the consoler who is coming. With John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit begins the restoration to man of the divine likeness. Listen to that last sentence again. This is all from the Catholic Catechism, section 523, and then 719 and 720. So 523, check that, 719 and 720 of the Catholic Catechism. With John the Baptist, the Holy Spirit begins the restoration to man of the divine likeness. We lost all that in the sin of Adam and Eve. And yet, God restores. And John was the immediate precursor, the one immediately coming before the Christ to prepare the way of the Lord. It's not easy being a forerunner. It's not easy being the precursor, because people ignore you, people laugh, people say you're ridiculous, people say, have you lost your mind? But John knew what he was called for even from his mother's womb. You remember Mary and Elizabeth met, the great Feast of the Visitation. Mary and Elizabeth meet, and when they do, the child in Elizabeth's womb leaps for joy. He recognizes the Messiah for whom he is created to go before. He experiences it in his mother's womb. He experiences the joy. So even in being in the womb, he is a sign of the coming of the Lord, the sign of the one who goes before the Lord to prepare his way. All of us, brothers and sisters, each and every one of us, should pray for the grace of John the Baptist, the grace to be one who goes before the Lord, before the Lord's final return, going before the Lord, announcing, proclaiming the good news, calling people to repentance. We all have a part in that. Yes, there are some set aside specifically for that, but we're all called to it. We're all called to bring the gospel by our thoughts, our words, our actions. We're all called to bring the gospel by the presence of God that we bring sometimes into very difficult situations. We're all called to announce the God who is coming to judge the living and the dead. So let's pray today that the Spirit in John the Baptist would, in another sense, not that we're called to do the same thing as John, but the same Spirit, the willingness to lay down our lives to proclaim the coming of the Lord. The prophet Isaiah is the first reading, chapter 49, verses 1 to 6. Hear me, O coastlands. Listen, O distant peoples. The Lord called me from birth. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. From my mother's womb, he gave me my name. He made of me a sharp-edged sword and concealed me in the shadow of his arm. He made me a polished arrow in his quiver. He hid me. You are my servant, he said to me, Israel, through whom I show my glory. Though I thought I had toiled in vain and for nothing uselessly spent my strength, yet my reward is with the Lord, my recompense is with my God. For now the Lord has spoken, who formed me as his servant from the womb, that Jacob may be brought back to him and Israel gathered to him. And I am made glorious in the sight of the Lord, and my God is now my strength. It is too little, he says, for you to be my servant, to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the survivors of Israel. I will make you a light to the nations, that my salvation may reach to the ends of the earth. Wouldn't it be a marvelous contribution in our own lives that we could be part of that light to the nations of the coming of the Lord? That Jesus, who is Lord of all, will come to judge the living and the dead. We are precursors of that, in a certain way, in the spirit of John the Baptist. John the Baptist prophesied his first coming. But all of us, from that time on, in a certain way, as disciples of Christ are precursors. We're calling out that the Lord will return again for the final judgment to judge the living and the dead. May our lives reflect that we know we have a Savior, that we long for his return, whether it's personally that we meet him in death or whether we're here when the end of the world comes. Who knows? But we should be a sign of the life to come, always. Psalm 139, I praise you, for I am wonderfully made. Brothers and sisters, I have said this many times on the program, but I really urge you to read all of Psalm 139. Read it out loud. I think there are verses in there that will strike you particularly and speak to your present life. Lord, you have probed me. You know when I sit and when I stand. You understand my thoughts from afar, my journeys and my rest you scrutinize. With all my ways, you are familiar. Truly, you have formed my inmost being. You knit me in my mother's womb. I give you thanks that I am fearfully, wonderfully made. Wonderful are your works. My soul also you knew full well, nor was my frame unknown to you. When I was made in secret, when I was fashioned in the depths of the earth, when I was minuscule in my mother's womb, you knew me. You knew every one of my days before one of them existed. Do you believe that? Do you live out of that? Do you live out of that reality? God knows you through and through. Proclaim him. Be a sign of his coming again. Live for him. And know that John the Baptist prays for you. And the second reading for this feast from the Acts of the Apostles, chapter 13, verses 22 to 26. In those days, Paul said, God raised up David as king. Of him God testified, I have found David, son of Jesse, a man after my own heart. He will carry out my every wish. From this man's descendants, God, according to his promise, has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus. John heralded his coming by proclaiming a baptism of repentance to all the people of Israel. And as John was completing his course, he would say, What do you suppose that I am? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. Brothers and sisters, John was given great gifts. He was given great grace to be the forerunner of the coming of the Christ. He knew who he was. He knew who he was. Oh, I'm the precursor. Boy, I'm powerful. I'm mighty. No. What did John say? I am not he. Behold, one is coming after me. I am not worthy to unfasten the sandals of his feet. John knew who he was. He was poor in spirit. He didn't say, Look at me. I'm the precursor. I'm special. I'm anointed. No. He didn't do that. He took his place so that no attention was given to him, but only to the one who was to come after him. My brothers, sons of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. It's been sent for you and for me. Jesus came to save me from my sin. Jesus came to make a way for me to eternal life. From Luke chapter 1, verse 57, to 66, and then verse 80. When the time arrived for Elizabeth to have her child, she gave birth to a son. Her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown his great mercy toward her, and they rejoiced with her, because she had been barren up to that time. And when they came on the eighth day to circumcise the child, they were going to call him Zechariah after his father. But his mother said in reply, "No, he will be called John." But they answered her, "There's no one among your relatives who has this name." This is a very, very strong custom. Very strong custom. And she's breaking it in a sense, which was unheard of. So they made signs asking his father what he wished him to be called. He asked for a tablet, and he wrote, remember, he was speechless. The gift of speech that we all have had been taken from Zechariah because he doubted when the angel spoke to him in the temple. Whoa. So he was speechless for 9 months. And so he wrote, asked for a tablet, and wrote, John is his name. And all were amazed. Immediately his mouth was open. See, he was on the same page with God. And so his mouth was opened, his tongue freed, and he spoke, blessing God. And then fear came upon all their neighbors, and all these matters were discussed, I'll bet they were, throughout the hill country of Judea. All who heard these things took them to heart, saying, what then will this child be? They recognize something. They can't articulate, but they recognize something. Something divine is going on here. What is it? Why did they break the age-old tradition of our tribe and our people to call him by a different name? Because God had told them through the angel. What then will this child be, they say? For surely the hand of the Lord was with him. The child grew and became strong in spirit, and he was in the desert until the day of his manifestation to Israel. Brothers and sisters, this is a feast really to ponder, because so much of its grace and power is and can be at work in us. What is our part? What has God asked of me? And if you don't know, ask those closest to you, what do you think God wants of me at this point in my life, or in a sense at the beginning of my career? What do you think God wants of me? Because when we do what God wants, there's great power and there's great peace. Really. Honestly. Brothers and sisters, the Lord has plans for all of us. The Lord wants all of us to announce his name, to announce his presence, to announce his goodness. All of us, brothers and sisters, in a certain way, as disciples, are called to be those who proclaim the coming of Jesus, the coming of the Lord. Those of us who announce the good news. We can do it in every circumstance we're in. If we ask God, he will show us how. Ask John the Baptist today to pray for you. Ask John the Baptist to beseech the Lord to give you the grace and the inspiration, the insight, the faith to hear his voice and be obedient to him as John the Baptist was. May God bless you. Brothers and sisters, I'd like to offer you a new free booklet entitled The Final Confrontation by Ralph Martin. I am very interested in your response, and you can write to me at Renewal Ministries. To access the free booklet, simply call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789.